You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚于师母带师的时候告诉我们说，在这个教会里面，除了基督，没有别的东西。
Sister Nancy earlier led and said, aside from Jesus, there's nothing else to offer in this church.
所以要记得哈，我们都不是东西。
So we need to remember that none of us are anything.
啊，人来到教会不是要看我们的。
And when people come to church, they're not here to see us.
人来到教会是需要耶稣啊。
They come to church because they need Jesus.
所以不管我们跟人打招呼，我们唱诗，我们服侍饭食，我们讲道，我们做任何的接触。
So whether we're ushering, whether we're serving the meals or whatever services that we're engaged in,
我们有一个很重要的使命，就是我们要活出我们里面的耶稣来。
We have a very serious commission to live out Jesus in us. Sorry,
没有关系。那个上个礼拜于师母讲到我们是世上的光。
Last Sunday, Nancy shared that we are the light of the world.
今天早上我要讲这个，继续讲这个，这些人是谁？那个主题我把它定成黑夜中的一盏明灯。
And as we continue the topic, who are they? The title that I gave to the message today is a beacon of light in the dark of night.
我相信我们听到了这么多圣经人物之后
，And when we hear about so many people in the scriptures,
我们会发现每一个人物身上他都有很多的特点，很多很宝贵值得我们学习的地方。
And we discover that in each of their lives there are many characteristics, many things that is worthy of ourtreasuring and admiring.
然后你要用十个字以内来形容这个人的一生，那真的是很难的事情。
And within 10 words or a sentence to describe the man's life, it is very difficult to do.
所以当我讲到约西亚的时候，我在想说，到底要写说活得令人怀念的约西亚王呢，还是在这里说的黑夜中的一盏明灯
？And when I thought about Josiah, I thought, should I title this particular message as the king who's worthy of our remembrance or a beacon of light in the dark of night.
后来我决定用这个题目。
And so I decided to use these words.
正好也配合我们在这个世上，我们是世上的光。
And also to accommodate the fact that we are the light of the world.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And the scripture is very clear that it says the darkness covered the land, a deep darkness the people.
这个世界已经真的是越来越黑了哈。
And this world is getting darker and darker.
然后外面黑，然后幽暗遮盖万民，连人的心也黑。
And this darkness outwardly and deep darkness the hearts of men.
啊，所以在这样子的一个世代里面，我们要为主发光，的确是挑战。
So in this time in this generation for us to shine for the Lord, it is indeed a challenge.
但是我常常讲，我在大学的时候，我很喜欢一个书签夹在我书里面很久的哈。
And I've told the story before that while I was in college, I had a particular bookmark that I liked very much.
它上面写燃烧自己，照亮别人。
And the one that says, that I may burn.To illuminate others.
这是年轻人的书签。
And this is the bookmark of a young person.
我现在的书签都是属灵的了。
And all of my bookmark sayings are a lot more spiritual now.
但是弟兄姊妹，燃烧自己照亮别人，它是非常有限的。
To burn up myself to illuminate others is very limited.
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们基督徒该有的是燃烧自己。点燃别人。
And what the scripture tells us that as Christians, we need to allow us to be set afire that others may also be kindled.
因为我一个人能够带下来的影响太有限了。
For the influences that I can bring forth is very limited.
我能够带出来的光太有限了。
The light that can be illuminated for me is also very limited.
当我在这里不光燃烧自己照亮别人，我能够点燃别人的时候。
And not only when I am on fire and I can illuminate others, I canKindle others as well.
例如说，我的一生能够点燃十个人好了。
Let's say that my life, I could set ablaze 10 other individuals.
一根蜡烛决定不只点燃十根蜡烛，它可以点100根的哈。
A single candle can light more than just 10 other candles. It could.
所以你就发现，一根带来的光，还是100根带来的光，哪一个影响大
？So the light that comes forth from a single candle versus 100, which one has a greater influence?
所以不光我们的影响力。可以扩大
Not only can we enlarge our capacity of influence,
而且我们的影响力可以延长，可以持续下去。
But it can prolong the duration of influence.
当我点燃第一根
When I light the first candle,
我开始点燃别人
And I start light others.
到我人生结束的时候，我点燃到一百根。
At the conclusion of my life, I've lit 100 other candles.
那一百根是他的第一次亮，对不对？他就继续再点一百根。
And those 100 other candles, this is the very first time that they're lit.
所以不光我们的影响力扩大了，我们影响力也拉长了，也延续下去了。
So not only did we enlarge our influence, but we also prolonged our influence.
这是教会的使命。
This is the commission of the church.
刚刚讲一点星星之火可以燎原啊。
It says only a spark can set ablaze the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不要小看自己这一份的影响力。
And we cannot look down on our ability to.
今天我们要来看约西亚王。
So today we're going to look at Josiah.
他所处的世代那是一个可怕可怕的世代。
The time that he lived in was a dreadful time.
但是他这一个人出现。
But this person, when he came to be,
他给整个国家带来了光明啊。
He brought light into the entire nation.
他对国家带来的影响是非常的大。
And the influence that he brought about his nation was tremendous.
林肯总统曾经讲过一句话。
President Lincoln once said,
他说文章的好坏不在乎它的长短，来在乎它的内容。
The quality of an article has nothing to do with its length, but its content.
在这里有一个人。
Here there's a person.
他才八岁的时候。
He was only about 8 years old.
他的爸爸就被别人暗杀了。
His father was assassinated.
所以他八岁的时候就是一个孤儿。
So at the age of 8, he became an orphan.
然后他这一生只活到39岁。
And he only lived to the age of 39.
他为了保护神的百姓跟法老征战的时候，他就阵亡了。
For the sake of protecting his people, as he was warring against the Pharaoh, he lost in battle.
所以他的人生其实是非常的短暂。
So his life was very short in span.
但是他带来的影响。
But the influence that he brought about,
当他死的时候,
when he died,
全国为他哀哭,
the entire nation lamented,
整个国家为他痛哭,
the entire nation was weeping for him.
而且稀奇的事情,
and what was more marvelous,
连他死了以后一百多年,
even after he's died for over 100 years,
神的百姓还是定期的唱哀歌纪念这个人,
the people of God,regularly sing songs of lament to remember him.
我不晓得今天有哪一个伟人隔了一百多年以后，人们还是定期的在那里歌颂他，在那里唱哀歌的纪念他。
I don't know what man in history after 100 years of his existence, people will continue to lament over him and sing songs to remember him.
而且在这隔了一百多年里面，有70年是神的百姓根本亡国被掳到别的国家了。
And of these 100 years, 70 years, they were actually in exile, taken in captivity of another land.
我说这一个人活得令人怀念。
And this person lives such that people long to remember him.
他整个的人生不像大卫，不像所罗门，有那么多的丰功伟绩啊。
He did not live a life like David or Solomon, where he has a very, very vast, a visible change of his time.
但是这一个人整个的心就是专心的爱神。
But his heart singularly loved the Lord.
他影响周围的人起来一起爱神。
And he influenced everyone around him to rise up to love the Lord.
所以当他走的时候，走得这么令人怀念。
So when he died, everyone longed for him.
他走的时候，全国痛哭。
The entire nation lamented.
所以我们先看我讲义的第五点。
And we're going to look at the fifth point of the outline first.
在你历代志下35章说到，犹大和耶路撒冷的人都为他悲哀。
That everyone in Jerusalem and all everyone in Judah lamented for him.
耶利米为约西亚作哀歌。
Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah.
所有歌唱的男女也唱哀歌。
And to this day, all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah and the lamentation.
追到约西亚，直到今日。
And all the way until this day.
这个今日到底是什么时候？
And when is this day?
就是以斯拉写历代志的时候，就是已经隔了一百多年。
And it's over 100 years when Ezra has written the Chronicles.
而且在以色列中成了定例，这个歌载在哀歌书上。
So the verse also tells us that they made it a custom in Israel that it is written in the laments.
撒迦利亚书12章讲到，当基督再来的时候。
And Zechariah chapter 12 says when Christ shall return.
那是以色列家全家悔改归向神，因为他们发现当初所扎的就是弥赛亚。
And that day, the entire nation of Israel will lament because they remember that day they have crucified the Messiah.
那个时候耶路撒冷他大大的悲哀悔改在主的面前。
And when Jerusalem was greatly repenting, lamenting before the Lord on that day.
那个悲哀跟痛苦强到一个地步，他说像米基多平原哈达临门的悲哀。
It says that that lament is to the extent of the lament at Hadar Rimmon in the plains of Megiddo.
那个悲哀指的什么？
And what is that lamenting pointing to.
我会这么问，就意表示跟约西亚王有关系。
I ask such a question means has something to do with Josiah.
那就是当约西亚王阵亡的消息传来的时候。
And that is when the news of the death of Josiah came forth.
哦，他们不是只是难过，他们根本就是撕裂心肠的痛苦。
They weren't just sorrowful, but they tore their hearts. They were lamenting.
这么好的一个王走掉了。
Such a great king has passed on.
哦，这个痛苦大到一个地步，像以色列百姓看见基督再来的悔改那么痛。
And the pain within them.Is like the pain and the agony of the people of Israel realizing they've done wrong when the Messiah returns.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当约西亚做王的时候
，When sister, do you know that when Josiah was king,
他才八岁
，He was only 8 years old.
我们中间有没有任何人八岁
？Anybody sitting here that is 8 years old?
你可以想象被八岁，爸爸刚刚被杀。小孩子被放到宝座上。
Can you imagine when he was 8 years old, his father was assassinated and he was placed upon the throne?
然后他所面对的国家。
And the nation that he faced that day?
是全面性的堕落，全部拜偶像。
It was utterly fallen and everyone has turned to idols.
你知道他的祖父是谁吗？
You know who his grandfather was?
在犹大诸王中很有名的王。
A famous king among the kingdom of Judah.
他的祖父是马拉西亚。
His grandfather was...
在所有的王里面坐王位最久的一个王。
He was King Manasseh. He was the most evil king of the reigns within the kings of Judah.
然后也是圣经里面描述最坏的一个王。
And the scripture describes the extent of the evil that he's done.
他大胆到一个地步啊。
He was so brave to the point.
他可以把偶像的祭坛安置在神的圣殿里面。
He took the altar of the idols and set it inside the temple of God.
其他的王只敢在别的地方拜偶像。
All the other kings, they at least dare to worship afar from the king, from the temple.
他把偶像的祭坛放在神的圣殿里面。
But he brought the temple of the idols in, the altar of the idols into the temple of God.
而且他把偶像带到神的内殿里面。
And he brought the idols into the inner sanctuary.
圣经上讲到这个王所行的恶比周围的列王还要厉害。
The scripture says that the evil that this king has done has surpassed the kings before him.
比外邦的王还要败坏。
And it's even worse than the kings of foreign lands.
所以整个国家在这个王的带领底下已经全部到处都是偶像。
So this entire nation under the leading of this particular king, the entire nation has fallen.
神审判的手根本就已经临到他们。
And the judgment of God has already come to the nation.
马拉西之后，接着是亚门。
And after Manasseh is Amon.
啊，就是约西亚的爸爸。
And as Josiah's father.
圣经上告诉我们，他行他父亲马拉西所行的一切恶事。
And the scripture says that Josiah's father has done everything evil according to his father before him.
他拜他父亲所有所拜的偶像。
And he worshipped all the idols that his father worshipped.
而且在这个圣经上告诉我们，这个亚门所犯的罪。越犯越大。
And as the scripture says that the king Amon, the sin that he has committed became greater and greater.
所以他从22岁做王。
So from the age of 22, he was king.
我们在座很多 Thomas 也是你的年龄的哈，22岁做王。
And there's some among us that are in the age of 22. He became king at that age.
24岁被杀。
At the age of 24, he was assassinated.
2年之内，他犯的恶能够在神的眼中被描述成为越犯越大。
And within 2 years of his life, God's sight and God's judgment for him was that his sin was greatly increasing.
所以就在这样子的一个局面底下。
So in this background, in this circumstance,
约西亚王八岁被放到宝座上。
Josiah at the age of 8 was placed upon the throne.
不仅仅在亲情上他失去了父亲母亲。
And not only from the perspective of his life, he's lost his father and his mother.
他自己的心智、情感各方面都还不成熟的时候。
From the perspective of his heart and his emotions, you can imagine he's not yet mature.
然后他眼睛所看到的、耳朵所听到的、他到处所经历的，全是偶像。
And everything that his eyes have seen, everything his ears has heard, and what he has experienced are all but idols.
但是圣经上告诉我们。
But the scripture tells us.
历代志下34章3节，他作王第8年，尚且年幼，就寻求他主。
2 Chronicles chapter 34, it tells us, for the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David.
请问他现在几岁?
I want to ask you, how old was he?
16岁,
16 years old.
大家都还醒着。
Everybody's still awake, praise the Lord.
也不要小看啊，表示醒的，很多人还要算指头的。
Some people still need to look at their fingers and count.
16岁。
16 years old.
我相信也比我们绝大多数在座的人都年轻。
And I trust that it is younger than most of us who are sitting here today.
所以他整个人生的价值从跟神发生关系开始。
And his entire life began with his relationship with God.
他这一生给国家、给神百姓带来的祝福，从他跟神 有正确的关系开始。
And his blessing, the blessing he was able to bring forth to his nation began with the right relationship between him and his God.
今天我们在神手中有没有用？
Whether we are useful in the hands of God,
我们能不能被神用？
Whether we can be used by God,
我们能被神用到什么样子的程度？
To what extent can God use us?
跟我们的遭遇、跟我们的背景、跟我们的年龄不是那么直接发生关系。
It's not that directly related to our age, to our circumstances, what we have experienced.
乃是根据我们跟神的关系。
But has everything to do with our relationship
with God. 所以当他开始寻求他主大卫的神。
So when he began to seek after the Lord God of his father David.
那么到了第十二年，这个第十二年就表示他作王。
And then we see later on, it says that when he has reigned for 12 years,
请问他现在几岁了?
Now, how old is he?
感谢主, 还醒着。
Praise the Lord, you're all still awake.
20年他开始才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷。那请大家注意哈，中文的翻译和合本翻译的非常好，但是就是有一些的地方不好。
We see that at the age of 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem.
这里的才实在是放坏了。
And the translation within the Chinese scripture is a little bit off.
什么叫做才?
Seemingly, it seems like he just
too late. 你怎么这么晚才开始寻求神呢?
How come only you waited so long to seek after the Lord?
你去查所有的英文版本，没有一个英文版本放才这个字。
But in all the English translations, you do not see this description of he just began.
所以他到了第十二年，他开始洁净犹大和耶路撒冷 began.
And at the 12th year, the word used here in the English language is that he began.
所以请中文的弟兄姊妹把那个才弄个括号刮起来，甚至打个叉都没有关系，这不是删改圣经，这是回到标准的翻译上。
So, brothers and sisters who are reading the Chinese translation, please make the correction here.
没有这个才字。而是说他二十年，就二十岁的时候，他开始来洁净所有的圣殿。
At the age of 20, he began, or at the 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem.
然后底下你注意到，他除去秋坛，请问圣经上有哪几个王除去秋坛
？And he removed the high places. I want to ask everyone how many kings actually removed the high places.
我把这个答案不是把这个题目交给你们去做。
I give that question to you guys to look into.
我为什么要这么讲呢
？Why do I want to say this?
因为以色列国跟犹大国。
Because the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah.
北国十九个王，南国二十个王。
There are 19 kings of Israel, the kings of the nation of Israel and 20 in the kingdom of Judah.
中间只有八个王。被形容过行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
These kings only eight was recorded in scripture that they did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
然后在形容这八个王他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事的时候。
And of these eight kings that were accounted for that they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
其中好几个总是很遗憾的加上一笔话。
And
一句话。
Sadly, there's some notation after these words.
叫做什么？只是秋坛还没有废去。
The word says, but they have not removed the high places.
就是他们归向神是很讨神喜悦，神很喜欢。
Yes, they return back to the Lord. They please the heart of the Lord.
但是他们的归向不彻底，不完全。
But their returning wasn't complete. They it was not perfect.
只是秋坛还没有出去，这是一个遗憾。
And those words that follow was that they have not yet removed the high places.
所以我请你们回去找到底有哪人不仅仅归回，而且把秋坛都废掉了。
So go and search how many of the kings actually return and remove the high places.
你要知道秋坛不见得是拜偶像的。
The high places is not seemingly just place of idol worship.
它很可能也是拜耶和华神的。
It could very well be a place where they worship the Lord God.
它只是照着自己认为对的方式来拜神，就是。
But it is a place where they worship the Lord God according to what they see was right.
当很多人带下复兴的时候，他不敢除秋坛，因为这些人是在进，说我在这里是在拜神的。
Because a lot of people brought forth the revival, they were afraid to remove the high places because those individuals says, I'm still worshiping God.
只是他们是照着自己的意思，不是照着神的这个吩咐。
But yet these individuals who worship the high places, they worship according to their own desire, not according to the commands of God.
所以当约西亚王起来的时候，他不仅仅去这些。雕刻的像铸作的像他连秋坛都废掉。
So when Josiah rose up, he not only removed the wooden idols, the carved images, and the molded images, he also removed all the high places.
第四节讲到众人在他面前拆毁巴利的坛，砍断坛上高高的日，又把木偶和雕刻的像并铸作的像打碎成灰。这样读过去好像很容易哈。
And the verses follows is that the altars of Baal in the presence of in his presence and the incense altars and they grind them into dust.
你有没有想到这件事情可能带来的阻力多大？
Can you imagine how much resistance these activities brought forth?
你不信的话，你今天到台湾去，说把所有的庙这拆了，你看你能不能做这件事情。
If you don't believe the saying, then go to Taiwan and begin to take down every temple that is on that island.
你不可能做到这件事情。
It'd be almost impossible for you to do that today.
马上全国反对你。
The entire nation will rise up against you.
因为这是他们一直的信仰。
Because that has become their faith.
这是他们敬拜的地方。
That has become the center of their worship.
你怎么可能拆掉他的面，打碎他的偶像？
How can you come in and strike down their temples and crush their idols?
五十多年来，以色列地全地都是这样子的庙跟偶像。
For 50 years, the entire land of Israel was covered by idols and temples.
但是约西亚王在这里带领神的百姓归向神。
But Josiah brought the entire nation, the people of God, to come and turn back to the Lord.
你要知道这是不容易的事情。
You have to understand this is not an easy thing.
你现在不要想外面的偶像。
Don't think about outward idols now.
想想我们自己生活里面、生命里面的偶像。
Just think about the idols within our lives.
什么叫偶像？
What are idols?
就是能够取代神在我们心中的地位的，都叫偶像。
Something that can replace the position of God within our hearts, those things are idols.
那个东西抓住你，那个东西影响你，那个东西让你不能顺服神。
Those things lay hold of you, those things influence you, those things cause you not to obey to God.
那都可能是我们的偶像，任何人事物都可能是我们的偶像。
People, things, objects, they can all be idols within our lives.
任何的嗜好，任何的追求都可能是我们的偶像。
Any one of our habits, our own personal pursuits could easily become our idols.
任何叫我这个人不自由的都是我的偶像。
Anything that keeps me bound, they are idols to me.
所以年轻的孩子，我们自己想一下哈。
So younger people, would you please think about this?
我们一起大人也想。
Adults, think the same.
现在最吸引你的是什么事情？ 现在 最吸引你的 video game 是哪一个 game?
Oh, I want to ask you a particular video game that has captured your heart right now.
我知道你们也喜新厌旧一直换嘛，对不对？
And I know those things continue to be changed because a lot of things grow old very quickly.
我相信现在没有人最喜欢 Super Mario.
And nobody likes Super Mario's anymore.
我们以前都很喜欢，已经没有了，没听过，老祖宗了哈。
You probably don't even know who Super Mario is.
一直在换嘛。
Constantly changing, right?
那大人最喜欢的是什么？
Adults, what are your favorite?
你可能是现在的哪一个连续剧？
Perhaps some sitcom that you're watching.
上 internet.
Or going on the internet.
或者在网络上 shopping.
Or shopping online.
或者在网络上看小说。
Or novels online.
上网络上色情网站。
Or maybe lost in pornography on.
你自己什么东西最抓住你？
So everybody think about it. What is the one thing that has captured you?
你想到你要废除它。
To think about the fact that I need to remove it.
再也不去碰它。
That never to touch it again.
有没有困难？
Is it difficult for you?
你就晓得它困难。
Then you know it is hard.
而约西亚在这里要带领全国归向神。
But yet Josiah is leading the entire nation to come to God.
把偶像废除不是一件容易的事情。
To abolish these idols is not a simple thing.
我本来是想唱诗歌302首，但是那首诗歌不容易唱。
I was going to sing hymn 302, but that particular hymn was difficult to sing.
302首的第三节是我一直都很喜欢的诗歌。
And the third verse of this particular hymn I love very much.
他说是什么能够使偶像失去他美丽的这个模样。
He said, what has stripped the seeming beauty from the idol of the earth?
那个偶像真的是吸引我们。
And this idol truly attracted our hearts.
但你到底是什么力量能够叫偶像失去了他在我身上的力量？
But what power has undone the power of these idols over me?
他说不是灰心，不是失望，不是劝勉。
This is not a sense of right or duty.
很多时候我们的偶像破裂了哈。原来的心中的白马王子，原来发现他是这么可怕的人。
A lot of times when our idols has been broken, maybe some individual or some person that we thought that was so wonderful.
这个叫做失望。
And so we lost hope in that thing.
灰心。
And we fell into despair.
那或是也不是劝勉。
Or maybe encouragement.
也不是跟你说你不要爱偶像，你就能不爱偶像。
It's not to say, oh, don't love these idols and you won't love them anymore.
我的考题答案已经被他们放出来了。
And they already posted the answer to my question.
你就发现我们弟兄姊妹都很有爱心。
You know our brothers and sisters, they're full of love.
这个教会很有盼望。
This church is full of hope.
乃是无价之宝的一线。
But it is the site of a peerless worth.
这个是我真的在主的面前求主帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord to help all of us.
每一次我们在那里挣扎要脱离都很难。
A lot of times we're struggling to be set free from these idols. We find it
difficult. 除非我们真正看见耶稣，看见这无价之宝，我们才可能真正万段以至于耶稣。
Unless until our eyes have set a gaze upon this priceless Christ, will we be able to forsake it all?
这个年轻人有 peer pressure。
The young people, I know you have peer pressure.
同伴的压力。
And you have the pressure from those who are around you.
大人的压力其实更多。
And there are maybe more severe pressures from the adults.
所以人在江湖身不由己是到处都流行的话。
A lot of people say that I live in this world and it's not of my own will, of my choosing to do what I want to do.
你能够站住，自己站住就不容易了。
And for me to be able to stand firm, it is challenging enough already.
你要去影响别人更难。
And for me to influence others, it's even more challenging.
从前有一位还在我们中间的弟兄，他说他每一次这个在同事面前都不好意思泄愤。
And there was a brother that was with us. He said that when he was before his colleagues at work, it was very difficult for him to say grace.
大家一起同桌吃饭的时候，他总是这样子，眼镜就闭着，擦眼镜就这样泄愤完了。
And one of his ways of saying grace is take off his glasses, and he will wipe his glasses, and that was his prayer.
现在隐形眼镜又不好摘，对不对？所以
if you're wearing contacts, you know it's a little harder to say a prayer like that.
他就直到有一天他在公司里面吃饭的时候
，until one day when he was about to take meal.
他发现一个新来的同事，那时候同性恋都只戴一个耳环的，我现在不知道他们的 sign 是什么。
And then he discovered one of his colleagues who was homosexual and he was wearing one single earring on his ear.
他完全不在乎的表达他是同性恋。
And he had no care that he would tell everyone that he was homosexual.
我们的弟兄就很受责备，他连同性恋都这么proud of, 一点不隐藏的表达他的身份。
And he felt very rebuked within his heart that one of his colleagues was homosexual has no second thought about disclosing who he was.
我是神的儿女，我居然这么羞于表达我的身份。
Yet I am a child of God, yet I want to hide that identity.
所以他说，从那一天开始，他在别人面前泄愤，他就安安静静的泄愤。
So he said, from that day forward, he would bow and he would let everyone know that he's saying grace before his meal.
弟兄姊妹，约西亚王才20岁。
Brother and Sister Josiah was only 20 years old.
我相信不光在宫廷里面的这些老臣们会反对他。
I trust that not only within his ruling party that there are those who are elderly ministers that would resist him.
当他的命令出来说要废除偶像的时候。
And when he gives a command that let all the idols be removed and destroyed.
你知道那是一个很大的阻力。
And you know there's a great resistance that comes against that command.
决定不会是一个命令出来就全部都马上解决的。
It wasn't that at the command immediately everything happened.
他需要多少的魄力，多少的坚持，多少的鼓励，让这个偶像真正被废除。
He needed encouragement, he needed a strength, he needed persistence to have these idols removed.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们在神家里面要推动一件事情，都要推好几年才彻底哈。
And brothers, you discover that when we try to get something going in the house of God, it oftentimes takes years before something begins to move.
然后你发现他不仅仅洁净了犹大和耶路撒冷。
And not only did he cleanse Judah and Jerusalem.
就在他的本分来说，他已经尽了他的本分。
And according to his responsibilities, he has already done his part.
因为他是犹大的王。
Because he was the king of Judah.
可是你发现。他里面爱神爱到一个地步，他不光犹大要洁净，他跑到北国以色列也要去洁净。
You discover that not only did he love God to the extent of cleansing the land of Judah, he went to the land of Israel to cleanse the northern kingdom.
那个已经是超过他职责，他该负责的范围了。
That has gone beyond the responsibility of his domain.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们常常交差了事，对不对
？A lot of time we would do something and we say, "Oh, it is done."
啊，我们所服侍的，我们说我们学的够了，够了，这里已经够多了，我已经不能再有了。
But those whom we serve, the boundaries of our service, we say, "It is enough. I can't go and do anymore."
但是约西亚在这里复兴的时候，他不光在犹大、耶路撒冷洁净，他连北国以法莲这些地方，拉弗他利各城，他都去洁净。
And so Josiah, he did not just stop in the land of Judah. He went to Israel as far as Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon. He cleansed the land.
而且大家更要注意的是
And everybody pay attention to this.
这时候北国根本已经亡国了
And at this time, the northern kingdom has already fallen to exile.
很多百姓已经被掳到亚述去了
A lot of people has already been taken captive into Assyria.
这一般剩下来这一般失败在神眼中好像这个软弱被掳的百姓他一样不放弃去恢复他们
And the remnant of the land, those who look like they've been forsaken, this king did not forsake them.
所以当你读到第六节带下34章第6节，他说：“又在马拉西、以法莲、西缅、拉弗他利各城， 和视为破坏之处都这样行，砍断以色列遍地所有的日像，然后回耶路撒冷。
And so he cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel, and then he returned to Jerusalem.
这个叫做不受影响的，不受束缚的影响力啊。
So this influence that is not limited by his boundaries.
啊，也不受他自己的角色，他自己的这个责任，他就是在这里要发挥所有的影响力。
It's not limited by his role or his responsibilities, but he wants to influence as extent as.Greater the extent as possible.
所以我们肯去超市发福音单张，其实也是超过了我们家庭、公司我们能影响的范围的，对不对
？So when we go to supermarkets to hand out gospel flyers, we are crossing that boundaries of the seeming responsibility of our families and our workplaces.
然后我的父亲每次坐火车，一定跟他旁边的人传福音。
My father, every time he gets on a train, he will always share the gospel with someone who's sitting next to him.
而且他每一次上车之前就已经先为了今天这个还没有遇到的人先祷告了。
And every time before he even sets foot on the train, he begins to pray for this individual that he has not yet met.
这是他从小留给我们的榜样。
And this is an example he set for us ever since we were young.
他是军人，他面对他们的总司令的时候，他都跟他传福音。
He was a soldier, and when he comes to his commander in chief, he would also.Share the gospel to him.
因为他知道人人都需要耶稣。
Because he knows that all man needs Christ.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.